This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's time now for Jared Sandler to join you. We'll go around the bases brought to you by Uber Eats. Sandler's Rangers preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good evening, Jared. How the heck are you?
Fellas, I'm great. Excited after an off day. Recharged, ready to go. And the Nationals are in town. Good ball club. They're fun to watch and should be a good series.
What's it going to take to beat these guys? Anything special?
Well, they're similar to the Reds. They run a lot. The Nationals just swept the Marlins in a four-game series, and they stole all the bases in that series. So the Reds and the Nationals actually enter today tied for the Major League lead in stolen bases. So they're an athletic team, and you got to obviously keep them off the bases. But when they do get on the bases, because it's not realistic to expect the Rangers to throw three perfect games, they are going to be active, and you got to do a good job of controlling the running game, not letting it get to you, and not allowing their athleticism to beat you.
So keep the walks down, keep the runners on. How did you like how they executed that game plan against Cincinnati?
Well, the Reds definitely had their share of stolen bases, and right now they're stealing off of everyone. But, yeah, I thought they did a pretty good job. Obviously, the Rangers won the first game of the series 2-1. It wasn't an offensive demonstration for either side. And then on Saturday, the Rangers lost 8-4. So they gave up some runs, and they gave up some activity. But, really it was the long ball that killed them on Saturday. It wasn't so much the athleticism on the bases. So I think all in all, they did a decent job. You can't go into the series with the expectation that, you're not going to allow any stolen bases. You just got to try and limit the damage. And one of the things that, can really be an advantage for a team that runs a lot like the Nationals isn't so much the direct impact of the stolen base, but the indirect impact of having pitchers worry about the potential of the stolen base. And all of a sudden, they lose focus on the batter. They start missing spots, and they let it get in their head, and that's what you don't want. And that's one of the advantages of having an athletic team or athletic guys on the bases, and you got to make sure not to fall into those games.
Is the story that's got the most bite on it today from a Rangers perspective the Max Scherzer thumb arm thing, or is there something else?
No, it's probably that, and understandably so. The Rangers believe and hope that it's not going to be that big of a deal, that he's just going to be pushed back a few days and then we'll be ready to go. One good thing is that the back, which is, the cause of the delay to his start of the season, the back surgery, the back's not an issue. Don't love any issue with a pitcher that somehow is connected to the arm in some way. But all things considered, based on what has been presented to us and what Max said, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Obviously, you got to wait till he gets back on the mound and then you can breathe a sigh of relief, and hopefully that will be later this week.
Your spidey senses aren't going off like, man, it just seems like they're worried about it?
No, I don't get the sense that they're worried about it. The one thing I would say is, and Max sort of addressed this, when it's not just a thumb thing, it's what the thumb thing that he's dealing with also then impacts. And, he kind of mentioned that the hand bones connected to the arm bone, whatever, that,
yeah.
You learn it when you're a little kid. I don't remember that. I wasn't smart, so I don't remember that stuff. But, the thumb has some sort of an impact on the rest of what goes on up the arm into the shoulder, and the pressure of the thumb and really the pressure of the grip and all that stuff, it's all connected. And Max simply said, hey, this is precautionary because I felt something similar last year when I had a little bit of shoulder soreness, and I didn't nip that in the bud like I should have. And so, you know, I think the hope and expectation is that was a learning experience, and he's better equipped to deal with this now.
Hey, Jared, the last time we played the Nats, it was right before the All-Star break, right?
Yeah, not very good at all.
See, that's what I'm saying. Maybe a turning point for the Rangers in the season last year? With you think about, I mean, I know there's a lot of peaks and valleys and stuff you go to, but I just remember that being such a bad series. And then you go on the break, and then things kind of turned around a little bit for you.
Yeah.
I
guess what I'd say, Broadus, is then it turned back in the, you know, a bad way. Are you saying it was a positive?
I think that, yeah, to me it was like you kind of had a bad series against them, and then you went on break, and you're like, okay, let's get our heads out of our rear kind of a thing.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think the team was gassed, and that's not an excuse as much as it is an explanation, and it certainly showed. I mean, they didn't just lose those games. They didn't play.
Not at all.
Yeah, they didn't play high-quality baseball, right? And they looked like a team that had such a great first half but just needed the break desperately. I don't know that it was a – you know, a turning point in that, you know, you ask people about the season and they say, yeah, you know what, that was a low and it got us going. Because remember, the second half in general was just not very good.
Right.
You know, they had a really rough stretch in August, then they kind of turned it around, then they went back the other direction, and it's just tough to know. I mean, they dealt with so many injuries. They were, you know, in the line of fire, it seemed like every night you were just hoping that guys came out of the game healthy. But, yeah, I mean, that was, I think – you know, a time
which
they were out
of low
gas
point.
And they really
yeah.
needed to get to the break and
sure.
come back out of that stronger.
Sure.
Well, was there a cool deal for Jacob deGrom for his 10 years of service today?
I think the players will probably do something for him, but nothing that's made public. That's usually something that's celebrated initially privately, and then, you know, you ask the next day about the different bottles of alcohol they got or different gifts they got, stuff like that.
There's no DeGrom updates. I know people were asking us because of the Scherzer news, and we haven't heard any updates on DeGrom.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing catch, and so he's progressing. I mean, he's kind of at the point of his recovery where you're not going to get a whole lot more than that. Just perspective, Tyler Mahle's about a month ahead of him, and Tyler Mahle's throwing pitches off the mound. You know, he's getting ready. He's probably close to facing live hitters in some capacity. A few weeks away from that, perhaps, and you know, a live BP situation maybe sooner, and again, is thrown off the mound. So Jacob deGrom is about a month or so behind. He is playing catch. He's stretching that out, and you know, he's progressing. But we're just kind of at the point of the recovery where the updates aren't, you know, incredibly exciting, tangible measurements that fans are used to hearing.
So it looks like, Jared, the foot bone's connected to the leg bone.
Yes.
The leg bone's connected to the knee bone's connected to the thigh bone.
Thigh bone.
And then
yeah.
you're doing the skeleton dance.
Yeah. And the thigh bone, is that the femur?
I believe that's the femur, Jared.
Okay, and the humerus is in your arm.
Elbow.
Yeah,
elbow.
Funny bone.
It's not funny.
That's why, got it, okay.
It hurts.
I'll tell you what hurts is, once again, left-handed pitcher, once again, no Evan Carter in the lineup. Have we just given up on the idea that he can be the man, or these types of things take time?
Yeah, so, Eric, it's a great question, because this is where you balance being a competitive team and development. And there are pros and cons to young players growing on bad teams and good teams. And, you know, one of the pros of growing on a bad team is that you just – I don't want to say you don't care about winning and losing, but you just don't. You know, you're not gonna make a decision in the lineup because you think that – player A, who doesn't have the brighter future, is going to give you a marginally better chance to win. When you are playing to win a division, you are going to make those decisions. And so that doesn't mean every time a lefty's on the mound, and the Rangers are going to face a few lefties coming up, including the finale of the series with Mitchell Parker on the mound, doesn't mean every time a lefty's on the mound Evan Carter's going to sit. But they're going to pick their spots, they're going to pick and choose, and you know, they for whatever reason feel like maybe this is the opportunity to have him sit. You know, maybe they'll have him in the lineup on whatever day it would be, Thursday, against Mitchell Parker. Maybe they won't. And the other thing, too, to consider, guys, is that the Nationals have an all-righty bullpen. They don't have a single lefty in their bullpen. So once the Nationals go to their bullpen, Evan Carter's going to be in the game. And so he will play, but, you know, they obviously – they don't feel – and the results and the eye test shows that he's got a lot of growing to do, and some of that's got to happen off the field outside of the nine innings of the regular season game that takes place that night. But you can only grow so much without that experience or those experiences, and I think that he'll continue to get those experiences, but obviously they got to pick and choose their spots.
You're listening to the Rangers preview with Jared Sandler, brought to you by Uber Eats. As we go around the bases, pregame's coming up at 6:30. We'll have more with Sands next in the Nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome back, Nation. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for that free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com as we continue with Jared Sandler. Pregame's coming up in about 12 and a half minutes. We got you, Jared.
I'm here.
Man, Jack Leiter bounced back real good, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That's a strong outing from Jack, and a really nice article in the morning news today by Sean McFarland about Jack's journey over the last 9 months or so and his quest to improve and not just get to the big leagues but stay and excel. And I think we're going to see Jack at some point here in the near future, especially if he keeps pitching like he pitched in his first start back. Now, admittedly, guys, obviously I didn't get a chance to watch it, but got to speak to a few people who were there, and they were super impressed. And one of the things that a lot of people have talked about is just the way he's kind of going about things on a daily basis and the confidence that he clearly has right now. And not that the joy of the game was ever sucked out of him, but I think there was just a lot of, I don't know, it's like you're in the car and you're not quite sure where you're going, and you can't really enjoy whatever song's on the radio because you're looking around trying to figure out which turn in the fork to make and whatever. And he just kind of has a better understanding of where he's going, what he needs to do, and you can kind of see that freedom, according to the people that I've talked to, which is the way he's going about things on a daily basis, which I think is a huge positive, obviously.
Hey, Jared, an analytics question. If the Nats don't have any left-handed relief pitching, how does that change things for how you – I mean, for them, how are they an analytics team at all by not doing that, or is that – I've never – really heard teams just going completely one and not the other.
Yeah, so they are not, I would say that they probably are behind in in the analytics department. I don't know
about matchups and stuff like that. I mean, there's they must not think anything of it, huh?
Yeah, so Houston last year basically rolled without a lefty in their bullpen.
That's true. That is true.
But you know, I think Broadus, I think that to some degree is, you know, a lack of strong lefties. You know, and one of the big questions people had at the deadline was why Houston didn't go out and get a lefty. I don't know that, Broadus, I don't know that there's an advantage to, you know, going no lefties. I think, you know, your confusion is mine as well.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I think you're on the right track there. I think that can be an advantage. Now, you know, I think it's obviously worth worth asking the question, do these guys, with the Nationals, do they get lefties out from the right side? Because, you know, Kirby Yates, for instance, is really good at getting lefties out as a right-handed pitcher. And so, on the surface, you can't always just look straight there. But you know, at the end of the day, looking at their bullpen, and they do have, you know, Matt Barnes has been really good against lefties, but you know, they are vulnerable in that regard, no doubt about it. You're right. And you know, for instance, the Rangers, they got a lefty in their bullpen in Jacob Latz, and they're talking about the value of maybe getting another lefty in there, right? So yeah, I think it's not just about whether or not the pitcher is strong against lefties or righties, but you know, some left-handed hitters, like, you got to look at it through their lens. Some left-handed hitters just don't like the ball coming from a left-handed pitcher. So maybe that pitcher doesn't excel in getting lefties out, but maybe that hitter really struggles against lefties. So I think it's something that can be exposed. I know it's something the Rangers absolutely try to take advantage of against the Astros in the playoffs with their lineup construction, specifically as it pertained to Evan Carter. So it is something that I think is a vulnerability and something that the Rangers could strategically exploit with the mastermind Bruce Bochy calling the shots.
We got to catch up with Kirby Yates earlier, and he was awesome. I was wondering, you know, having his veteran leadership in the bullpen, how much that maybe has impacted some of the young guys like Latz you brought up, or even Cole Wynn, who's been pitching really well.
Yeah, I think, you know, between Kirby Yates and David Robertson, much like with Will Smith last year, you got two guys who have been there, done that, had a lot of success. Hopefully those guys can have wire-to-wire success. Obviously with Will Smith, he was great. The Rangers don't make the playoffs without Will Smith, without what he gave this team over the first couple months. And then, unfortunately, when he sort of ran out of steam, you know, the Rangers were scrambling to find guys to take the baton. I don't believe that's going to be an option or a challenge this year, because they got way more depth in the bullpen. But you'd love for Kirby Yates and David Robertson to be successful wire to wire. And there's no doubt that what they've done this year so far has been outstanding. And I just think these guys, you know, the experiences they've had, the range of experiences, playing for different organizations, being around other really good relievers, it certainly, as long as they're willing to share, and both those guys are, it's never a bad thing to have those guys paired with some of the younger relievers, or even if not younger, take a guy like Jonathan Hernandez. He's not younger, but he's still trying to find consistent success. And so whether it's younger, whether it's just ability or accomplishment, having guys with the skins on the wall that they do is certainly a good thing.
To what extent will pitching or bullpen, do you think, be a big discussion as midseason approaches?
In terms of acquisition or – yeah, I think it's a tough question, Gavin, because right now you're hoping that Max Scherzer and Tyler Mahle are effectively midseason acquisitions. Jacob deGrom wouldn't be until after the deadline, so you won't know prior to the deadline what to do with that unless the answer is not a good one, right? Unless there's been a setback and you know he's not coming back. But yeah, I think any good team is always going to try and upgrade their bullpen. I know the bullpen's been really good here of late, but injuries happen, guys dip in their performance. This is not a bullpen that could not stand to improve in some way. So I think that will definitely be a part of it. And then I think, you know, the attrition of the rotation will dictate to the degree to which they are going to try and improve their rotation or in what capacity. And then there's always the idea of, hey, you're going to buy a guy for the now, but also a guy who you've got control of. Those guys are going to be out there too. And who knows if the Rangers are going to be players for those guys.
Right on, buddy. Have a great night. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Fellas, appreciate it.
He's at Jared Sandler on X. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. We'll have day baseball on Thursday, 2:30 pregames here the next two nights. Thanks to Lucius Alexander over there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Four and a half hours flawless radio producing, engineering, and hosting once again in the books. Carter Freeman coordinating that video. Thanks to you. Thanks to the Nosebleed Brothers. You got to Woolchuck and Shia Follow, and of course, Brian brought us. Till tomorrow at 2, it'll be a huge sports day. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation at ease.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!